Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
The responsorial psalm, we say, how great are the works of the Lord. And if we look at all of God's creation, we can marvel at what he has done. But it remains true that man, humankind, is the greatest work of God's creation. And in fact, our Lord has great care of us. As he says in the gospel, we are worth more than many sparrows. And so our Lord comes down from heaven to save us and to heal us. And we see that our Lord is dining with some scholars of the law and Pharisees, and he intends to cure a man on the Sabbath. And so he asks the scholars of the law this question: is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? Now, these are scholars of the law. It's their responsibility to know the law. And, you know, by all appearances, this seems like a relatively simple question. But it says they kept silent. And so our Lord, to give them an example, takes a man before them and he heals them. And then he goes on to make things even more clear, right? Let's make the answer to this question that much easier for you scholars. And so he says, who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath? Do they get it now? The gospel says, but they were unable to answer his question. This is a perfect example of how our will can control our intelligence, right? And that bad will darken the intelligence. All right, we have it in our own day and age. We have scholars of the law who refuse to answer simple questions. When does human life begin? Do all human persons have a right to life? The scholars of the law, they keep silent. They're unable to answer these questions. We see a different case in the good Philippians, these new Christians who St. Paul has evangelized. And he calls them the holy ones in Christ Jesus. And the commentary on this says, the holy ones in Christ are the Christians because they are truly sanctified in mind and body. And so holiness, sanctity, faith, and grace enlightens the mind. It is said here, holy ones in Christ, because they have been grafted into the body of Christ, that is the church, like a branch to a tree, by baptism, faith, and grace. Christ is the saint of saints. He is holiness itself and the root and fount of all holiness, so that unless you are inserted into Christ as a branch on a tree and draw holiness from him, you cannot be holy. And vice versa is also true. That is, whoever is fully inserted into Christ is holy, and whoever is more inserted and more united to Christ is more holy. And so for this reason, St. Paul, he has this prayer for the Philippians, that their love may increase ever more and more, and with that they increase in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value. And this will bring them so that they will be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. And so this is what we must be as Christians, holy in Christ, and this is what we must do as Christians. We must understand what is of true value in this world and have a concrete, practical effect on this world. And let's begin by defending human life, right? The obvious answers to these fundamental questions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.